Well, good morning. I want to thank you, Sophie, for what a beautiful expression of worship that was. Beautiful. Well, today is the final Sunday of Advent. If it snuck up on you, it's Christmas Eve, folks. Down to the wire here. Today is the final Sunday of Advent, and our journey to Christmas is coming to a close. And along our journey so far, we've seen that it's been the journey following the star to Christ has been a journey of hope. It's been a journey of love. Last week, we looked at the journey being a journey of joy. And today, we're going to look at this journey as a journey of peace. Now, if you've been anywhere near the Mall of Georgia or Walmart the last couple of weeks, you're probably wondering what peace has to do with Christmas, right? Laura and I ventured out last night into to the Winder Walmart, which is always an adventure, but it was rather nuts last night. So, you know, Christmas, it sometimes can seem very chaotic, but Christmas has everything to do with true, genuine peace. We've been following the star along this journey. The Star of Bethlehem that was mentioned in Matthew's account of the Christmas story, and as it drew the wise men from afar to the Savior's side so that they could worship him, that first journey must have been a tough one. You can imagine, they traveled. It probably took them about 2 years to make the journey from when the star appeared. But sometimes, I'm sure on this journey, it was the path led them through some rough times. Others, it was probably some smooth sailing. They probably had some easy passages that they passed through and others that were a little more difficult to traverse. But they were faithful in their pursuit of the light of the world. You know, when I think of the word peace, one of the things that comes to mind immediately, almost for me, is the well-known hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." You guys know that hymn. The very first line of that is, "When peace like a river attendeth my way." Think about that. Have you ever stood at the side of a river? I mean, it's relentless flow of water that is sometimes can be a torrent of flow of tons and tons of water that just seems to never end. And you're looking both ways and there's just nothing but the river that you can see in either way. And it's making this the illustration here, when peace like a river attendeth my way. You ever been in that situation where it was just overwhelming you, the peace of God in your life? But then it goes on to say, when sorrows like sea billows roll. You ever stood at the ocean during a storm and seen how the waves come crashing in? And you can imagine the waves of sorrow and just the picture, the imagery there is beautiful. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Now, you may be familiar with that hymn, but are you as familiar with the story behind it? Because when you know the story behind it, the hymn becomes even more powerful. Horatio Spafford, in 1873, was a businessman in Chicago. And he had sent his family on ahead of him to Europe, his wife and his four daughters. And as they were crossing the Atlantic, their ship tragically sunk. And all four of his daughters perished in that wreck. Well, his wife survived, and when she made it to Europe, she sent word back to Horatio and told him the bad news. And, of course, he's crushed. They had already lost one child previously, and now they have lost all of their children. And Horatio boards a ship, and he travels across the Atlantic. And as his ship is headed towards Europe, passes over the very place that was the watery grave of his four daughters, he pens this hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." That's peace right there, guys. That's peace. When we think of peace, we often think of hardship, or the absence of hardship, or the absence of war, or the absence of trouble, or violence, or fear. However, as this hymn so powerfully illustrates, the peace that we're talking about here today, guys, is a peace in spite of the troubles of this world. You see, Horatio wasn't enjoying a happy, easy life when he penned this hymn. It was a horrible time for him, and yet, through all of that, he knew his God so intimately that he was connected to a peace that not even horrible, horrible tragedy like that could rob him of. That's the peace that we talk about when we talk about Christmas. Peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the presence of God. I want to say that again because that's the key to what we're talking about today. Peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is not the absence of war. Peace is not the absence of fear or of turmoil or strife. That is not the peace that we're talking about. The peace that we're talking about is the presence of God in your life and in this world. Amen. You know, Jesus is the Prince of Peace because he brought the very presence of God down to earth to be with us. That's what we're celebrating. That's what Christmas is all about. Today, as we look at the peace of God that was brought to us by Jesus, think about the things in your life that tend to rob you of peace. What pain or struggles are you facing? What is bringing anxiety and stress into your spirit? Maybe they're external things. Maybe they're situations or in the environments that you're in that you don't have any control over that seem to you find yourself in, whether by your own doing or just the happenings of life that are causing you this strife and this trouble. Or maybe it's something from within. Maybe it's thoughts or emotions or feelings that are welling up within you that you can't control that are overwhelming sometimes. Either one of those are just as real. But what I want you guys to do today is to be willing to open your heart, to allow God's peace to rule and reign in your life in the midst of all of those struggles. You see, our world is full of violence and confusion and pain and suffering and uncertainty. And just like in the time of the wise men, follow the star to the source of eternal peace, you can today follow the light of the world to the very same peace that they found. We only have to take our eyes off the things that are troubling us and focus them on Jesus. You see, the things that fill the news today, which I don't watch the news anymore. I quit watching it years ago. And I try not to get it even on the internet because it will easily rob you of your peace very quickly. You know, you see train derailments and the economy and tax laws and terrorism and storms and bullying in the schools. It'll rob you of your peace pretty quickly. But when we take our eyes off of that, and maybe spend that time you would have spent soaking in the news, soaking in God's word, or praying. When we do that and we focus on God with us, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, we find ourselves in a place that's much more peaceful. So let's take a look at peace for a few minutes. First of all, I want to look at peace in the midst. Have you ever been in the midst? Sometimes that's not a very fun place to be, is in the midst. Think of the night when Jesus was born. What comes to mind whenever you think about that night? We're Christmas Eve now. I mean, tonight we're going to be celebrating the birth of Christ. Think about that moment when Jesus was born. What do you think of? A lot of people, first thing that comes to mind is silent night, holy night. And it's so peaceful and calm. All is calm. All is bright. But when you think about the circumstances surrounding the birth of Christ, first of all, there are hundreds of visitors in the town. There's the hustle and bustle of travelers. I mean, all the inns, all the hostels are full. I mean, there's a lot going on. Where was Jesus born? He was born in a barn, okay? I live on a farm, and we have pigs from time to time, and I've been in barns and stuff. They're not necessarily the most peaceful place. They stink, right? And there's noises and there's stuff going on. You read the story of Jesus and there's angels coming, appearing and disappearing and hosts and singing. And I mean, they had visitors all hours of the night. I mean, the shepherds were watching their flocks by night. They dropped everything and went and saw this baby. In the middle of the night, there's not probably a whole lot of peace going on when Jesus was born, right? In the midst of all of this, it may not have been very peaceful. I'm sure there was moments of peace. We see the part of the story where it says that Mary pondered those things in her heart. I'm sure that was a peaceful moment. But in the midst of all that chaos, the declaration that was made by the angels, and we see this in Scripture, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." Peace That's what they were declaring. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of the census, in the midst of the chaos of the birth of this child in a barn, they said, peace will come to those on whom his favor rests. You see, there was no shortage of hurt and struggle and trouble and fear that first Christmas, and yet there was great joy and deep peace of the deepest sort because of the birth of the Messiah, because of the birth of Jesus. Does that sound familiar? That chaos that he was born into? Our journey is not much different, I'm sure. And yet we can experience the peace of God through all of that. We're talking about in the midst of trouble. There's a beautiful song written and sung by Andrew Peterson that I want you guys to listen to. And I want you to pay close attention to the lyrics of this song. It's a beautiful illustration of what we're talking about.
I tried to be brave, but I hid in the dark. I sat in that cave and I prayed for a spark to light up all the pain that remained in my heart. And the rain kept falling down on the roof of the church where I cried. I could hear all the laughter and love, and I tried to get up and get out, but a part of me died. Be seen and despised and be left all alone. So I'm stuck in this tomb and you won't move the stone. And the rain keeps falling. Somewhere the sun is a light in the sky, but I'm dying in North Carolina. And I can't believe there's an end to this season of night. And the rain keeps falling.
Peace.
That's a brutally honest, beautiful song of someone who's just going through life. And sometimes it seems like the rain just won't stop. But that beautiful voice of peace, be still, cuts through the storm. Those words of trouble and uncertainty are overlain with the words of Jesus, peace, be still. They're a wonderful illustration of the peace in the midst of the trials of life that Jesus brought to earth through his birth. That's what he brings, peace in the midst. We haven't yet realized that eternal peace that he promises, but as we hear in his, as we hear his voice call us, peace, be still, we can know that his presence is the peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "For us a child is born." This is a messianic prophecy. "To us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Peace isn't just a feeling. It's not just a state of being. Peace is a person. Jesus, he brought us the peace of God. And once he left the earth and sent back his spirit to dwell in us, he gave it to us to abide in us. That same peace dwells inside of you because Jesus himself, the very Spirit of God, is in us. And when we abide in him and he abides in us, we learn through his presence in our life to trust him even in the unpeaceful times. Even when the world around us is in chaos, this peace that comes from within us can well up and come out of us. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "Don't be anxious for anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." He is the Prince of Peace. And when he is in us, when he dwells in us, when we abide in him, the rain just rolls off. And in the midst of it, we hear, "Peace, be still." That's what happens when we surrender control, when we stop worrying, when we stop complaining, when we stop planning, and we stop trying, and we stop striving, and we just rest in God. And we trust in the Prince of Peace. We find rest in him. We cannot control what's going on around us. We can't control what's even sometimes going on within us, but we can trust the one who is in ultimate control, the Prince of Peace. Where is it in your life that you need to surrender? You know, that's a bad word for some people, surrender. Sounds like giving up. Well, that's exactly what we want to do. Because I know from my personal experiences that I can't do it on my own. And the harder I try, and the more I struggle, and the more I strive, and the more I fight, the more in chaos and trouble and fear and pain I find myself. It's when I wave the white flag and say, "God, I give up," that's when we experience that peace. That's when we find peace in him. God tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." You know, we can get so caught up in our circumstances, blinded by our situation, that we fail to understand that God is bigger than all of those situations. Sometimes we're blinded by the circumstances that we find ourselves in. I was reminded as I was preparing for this, kind of being blinded by your circumstances and not able to see what's really going on. About 2 years ago or so, maybe three, I was mowing our lawn, and we live out in Winder and in the boonies, and mowing my grass, and I'm coming up to the front side of our property, and we have an old fence row up there. They used to have some livestock or something up in that front area of our yard, and that fence is just doing this, just going nuts. I'm like, "What in the world is going on with that fence?" And so I stop the mower, and I'm looking, and I glance back down this way, and I see a fawn whose leg has been caught in the fence. She had tried to jump over the fence, probably following her mother, and her leg got caught in the down through the wires, and when she went down, it twisted around her leg, and she was caught there. And so I stopped the mower. I run in, I get Easton. I say, "Easton, bring the camera." And so, because you can't do anything without documenting it now, right? And so I run back out there, and she's just going nuts. She's flailing. You can see the ground around her has been just, all the leaves are gone, and she's been wallowing a hole out because she was just fighting this fence that had a hold of her. She was caught. She was trapped. So I climb over the fence to get on the side where she is, and I'm walking towards her. I take my shirt off, and I throw it over her head so she can't see her circumstances, and it calms her down a bit, enough for me to get some wire cutters and cut the fence loose, and I carry her out and set her down, kind of check her out a little bit, make sure she's okay. And as I do that, she begins to calm down, and you see a picture of her there. You know, she was in the midst of her circumstances. She was not in peace. She was flailing. She was fighting against things. She was making it worse for herself as she fought against that fence that cut into her leg a little bit. But when she rested for a moment and allowed me to step into her situation and free her from that, when I let her go from that place right there, she immediately stepped up and hobbled off a little bit and then ran to the corner of my yard. And I have a video of her. It's not a very good video, but I have a video of her standing there, and her mom comes out of the woods and meets her, and they walk off into the woods. But in the midst of her circumstances, she couldn't see the peace that was there. And that's the same way we are sometimes. We get caught up in situations, and all we see is our circumstances, and we don't realize that God's right there. He's right there with us. He is the Prince of Peace. And if we'll just stop fighting for a minute and rest and allow Him to rescue us or allow Him to comfort us in that situation, we can experience that peace. But in order to do that, sometimes we just need to stop. We need to take a deep breath and know that God is in control. No matter how dire the situation may seem, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The last thing I want to look at today is that Jesus is the Prince, or is the peace for the world. You know, as believers, we know that we can experience His peace in our lives. But as we look at the world around us, sometimes peace is very difficult to find. If Jesus is the Prince of Peace, where is the peace in this world? It's not there sometimes. We look around and we think, man, there's countries at war. There's refugees who have been run out of their country and they're far from home. There's genocide going on. There's our neighbors are hurting and afraid. We have violence in our schools. There's anger and abuse in our homes. Where is the peace? Well, the bad news is that, unfortunately, Jesus was born into a broken world, a world that is full of hate and chaos and strife. And it's today is still broken. He entered into our mess. Jesus stepped out of His comfort of glory and entered into our mess to bring us, to be the very presence of peace in our situation. So where is peace in the world? And that's where we come in. That's where you and I come in. The good news is that the peace that we're talking about is in us. We are the vessels of peace in this world. The contrast of the spirit of peace that is manifested in our lives when we allow God to flow out of us into situations, the contrast of that to the chaos of the world is going to get people's attention. They're going to perk up. That's going to be a testimony of Jesus in your life. When those around us see His presence in us manifested in peace in the midst of the storm, they're going to look at you and say, "What is going on with you? How is it?" Do you know somebody like that? Do you know someone like that? Ever seen someone that's truly calm under fire? Be that person. Remember the Philippians verse that we looked at? That peace that is beyond understanding, that transcends our ability to comprehend. It will reign. It will be Lord in your life. It will be preeminent and prominent in your life when you allow Jesus to come through you. And He'll guard you against the effects of the troubles of this world. And that will be a testimony to those who don't know Jesus. We are the very presence of Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace in this broken and fallen world. You and I, that's our job, is to be the light of the world, to be salt in a lost and broken world that needs Jesus desperately. Be that one that's calm under fire. You know, in my life, this situation, coming to that place where I can be that peace in a situation, oftentimes comes through prayer. It's been my experience that when I pray about something that's going on, God doesn't change my circumstances. It's very rarely that I'll pray about a situation or a circumstance and that circumstance changes. Typically, what happens is that God steps in and changes me within that circumstance. He teaches me how to be Jesus in that situation. He allows me to experience a deeper understanding of who He really is and how much He desperately loves me, even in that situation. Now, God can change situations, but oftentimes He's just His presence there with us is what we experience through prayer. I heard a story on the radio yesterday that reminded me of Emmanuel. If you listen to The Fish, the radio station, they're doing this thing where it's like nonstop Christmas, 24-hour Christmas from Keep the Faith. And there was a story of this lady, and I didn't catch her name, but she told the story about when her child was young. They were driving down the road, and they were in a busy traffic area, and the child was in the car seat in the back. And she said she's driving along, all she hears in the back is this baby that's crying, wailing, going, "Out! Out! Out!" And so she kept going. She's like, well, maybe it'll fall asleep. And she's driving it out, out, and crying in tears and just not much peace. Well, she pulls over on the side of traffic eventually and gets out and walks around. And it's busy traffic. But she opens the door back where the child is, and she sits down with him, and she goes, "You don't understand this, but I can't take you out. We're in the midst of traffic here, but I can sit here with you." And so she took a moment to sit there and comfort her child in the midst of that situation and brought peace into his little life or her little life in that moment. And that's what God does for us. Unfortunately, we are in a situation that sometimes we just can't be rescued from. But when we realize that in the midst of the chaos and terror of this world, that Christ is there with us. And sometimes we cry, "God, get us out. Take me out of this situation. I want out." And we have to just realize that He's there with us, holding our hand and saying, "Buddy, I'm right here with you. I'm right here. And it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay." Jesus tells us that He has left us His peace. And because in this life, not if and not maybe, but because in this life you will have troubles, He tells us in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." You see, Jesus was familiar with chaos and trouble and pain and heartache. He was intimately familiar with this, with trouble. Started off very early in his life when Herod was trying to kill him, right? And then he's got the Jews that are against him. He's got the Pharisees that are against him. He's got the high priest that's out to get him. And yet he told his disciples through all of this, and he tells us to be at peace and not fear. Why? Why is that? Why can he do that? Because he knows the end of the story. He knows the end of the story. And he said, if you'll just rest in me, and if you'll just trust me through this time in your life, you and I are going to build a relationship that's going to grow and it's going to deepen. And you're going to work alongside of me in this thing that I call my kingdom here on earth. And you're going to be the agent of peace in this chaos. And I can't take you out of it, because if I do, then who's going to be there for the rest who are still experiencing that chaos and that fear and that trouble? So if you'll just allow me to be me in you in this world and bring some peace, one day, there will be ultimate peace. The world doesn't yet have that ultimate peace, but because of Jesus, it will ultimately be returned to a state of eternal and glorious peace. You see, when He was the Prince of Peace, when He was introduced as the Prince of Peace, He is still the Prince of Peace. That peace has not come to full fruition yet. We get to experience it as His children, as His believers. But one day, the promise of Jesus in the manger was that one day there will be ultimate peace on earth. That's what Christmas is all about. God making the way where there was no way for the world to be at peace. Ultimately at peace with Him. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, God tells us in His word here that if we keep our minds steadfast on Him, He will keep us in perfect peace as we trust in Him. Think back for a few minutes on that, or just a few minutes ago on that list of things that might bring chaos and trouble and fear into your life. Think back on that. All of those things that are robbing you of your peace, all the trouble, the strife, the confusion, the chaos. Think about those things for a few minutes. And maybe you're in the midst of that storm. Maybe Andrew Peterson's song just really spoke to you like, dude, I know what he's talking about. The rain just will not stop. First it's the car breaking down, then it's the kids, and then my health is failing, and I might be losing my job. And I don't know where you're at, but there's a lot of chaos and turmoil in this world, and you might be in the midst of that rainfall right now. Just close your eyes for just a moment. Maybe you're experiencing the peace of God right now, and I thank God for that, but maybe you're in the midst of that storm. I want you to hear something. As you're visualizing that chaos, that storm in your life, I want you to hear something. Listen. Do you hear it? It's Jesus. Peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. I don't bring you peace like the world brings. I bring you peace that only I can bring. That peace that passes all understanding. And just for a moment, take your eyes off of that circumstance, off of that situation. Look up and see me standing here with my arms wide open. The Prince of Peace, wanting to bring peace into your life. You may be here today and you may not have ever experienced that peace. I don't know where you're at spiritually. I don't know where you're at in your relationship with Christ, but I'm here to tell you that baby that was born in a manger some 2,000 years ago didn't stay a baby. He grew up into a man that was 100% man and 100% God, perfect in every way, and paid the price that only he could pay for the sin in our lives so that we could have peace with God. And you may be here today and you've never really understood that, or maybe you've understood it and you've never really responded to what Christ has done for you. I know this is Christmas and we're supposed to be talking about happy things and gifts and all that kind of stuff, but the best gift of all that was ever given to mankind was the gift of Jesus Christ and the death that he suffered on the cross for you and for me, that we might have ultimate peace with God. You know, we had a brother, some of you may not know this, but Bill King, who passed away this week. He found out just 10 short weeks ago that he had cancer. And we lost him. I think it was yesterday morning we lost Bill. But you know what? Bill's at peace. I know that Bill knew Jesus and he had given his life to God. And he's at peace. And I can know that with every confidence because of the testimony of his life. Amen. And listen, you can know that same thing. You today can have the confidence of eternal peace with God if you'll just put your faith and your trust in him. Word tells us that if we will confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and will believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. That's all we got to do. Jesus, you are Lord in my life. It's not about me anymore. I don't wake up in the morning and say, what can Aaron get out of today? I wake up in the morning and I die to myself. And I say, Jesus, what do you want to do in me, through me today? That's what it means to be saved, to journey with God, to allow him to be in us what we can't be on our own. And if you're here today, Pastor Mike is sitting right up front here. I would love to talk to you. If you're here today and you've never done that before, you've never come to the place where you said, you know what, I understand that. I feel the tug of the Spirit on my heart, and I need to do something with this. We'd love to talk with you. We'd love to pray with you. There's no magic words. There's no magic water. There's no magic registration at a church that can get you saved. But you can give your life to him today. We'd love to talk to you. That'd be a great gift for me. How about you, Pastor Mike? Be a great Christmas gift for us to be able to introduce you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen to Jesus this morning as he says, peace, be still. Now, this morning we have an opportunity to worship him even further as we observe communion, And today our offering will be received as there's baskets on the table. If you've came and are prepared to continue to be faithful in your giving, you can drop that off at the basket at the table. The gifts from the Christmas tree also can be put there if you'd like. But today we celebrate not only the birth of our Savior, but the death of our Savior. And as we remember that with this communion today, if you need to know Him, don't waste this opportunity. We'd love to talk to you. Let's stand together. I'm going to pray. Then our communion table is open for all who would come. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your peace that You bring into our life. We thank You that Your birth in that manger some 2,000 some odd years ago was so that You could be present with us here on earth and bring with us the peace that passes all understanding. Now, God, today, if you might be tugging on someone's heart today to come to know You and to give their life to You, I pray that You would break down all obstacles and allow them to surrender to You today and allow You to rescue them from the throes of this world and come to peace with You. Thank You, Father, for Your sacrifice as we celebrate that with this communion in Jesus' name. Merry Christmas to you. Christmas. Now may God bless you. I just ask that God look into your life and may He find you gracious. And may He bring peace into your life. And I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.